a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
And welcome back, highway patrol. Highway patrol, yes, means only one thing. It's the return of Safety Talk today here on KWHI AM 1280 from 101.7. As our buddy Sergeant Steve Woodard, he is here today talking about safety on those Texas roadways, the highways and byways, the back roads, the, like we always talk with Jimmy all the time, skyways, waterways.
All of it, all of it, all
black,
of it.
Blacktop, caliche top.
Craig, we got it all covered, buddy, and we're just trying to do the best that we can. Man, Ed's not here.
Yeah, he's out. He's a bit under the weather. And he's out.
Craig, that's my buddy. Mm-hmm. And he makes some coffee. Starbucks ain't got nothing on him. But I gave it a shot, and I make a pretty good brew myself.
Yeah, okay, well then.
Craig, I cannot find, and this was, I got this from you guys probably about 4 years ago. It was a KWHI mug. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it's at. I need to get another one. I have the beer koozie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But man, I need to get that mug again. I know you guys got one around here somewhere.
We might be able to dig around and see what we can find for you here.
How you been?
Been doing all right.
Good,
been
good.
Doing all right. We've been progressing. Big week, Washington Fair this week, even though it's a little bit different this year.
So what's the plan for that?
It's just basically his livestock show this year. And they've kind of spread out. Instead of being one big show day, they've spread out the animals throughout various days of the week.
Well, we all wish that we had the one big show day, but I'm thankful for what they just set aside for now. You know, just a regular provision or the modification.
Yeah.
Man. So what date is that again?
It's running this week, actually. Started last Saturday and ends up kind of tomorrow. The auction's kind of happening tomorrow. Then they got another commercial livestock auction on Saturday.
So got it. Okay.
A couple more days.
Anything for the kids?
Just the livestock shows. Actually, what they're doing is like after the kids show their animals, they load them back up and take them back home.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So that's
okay.
The only thing going on out there.
Fun stuff. One thing that I can say is, man, if your kid isn't involved in something, get them involved in something. Keep that mind, keep it working, keep the wheels greasing, because an idle mind, man, it's dangerous. An idle mind is dangerous, especially for our young kiddos. Well, Craig, your troopers are out working. Mm-hmm. Along with all of our law enforcement agencies throughout the state, they're working hard ensuring that the roadways are safe for travel going from point A to point B. But unfortunately, the fatalities are still climbing. We mentioned the last time we were on this program that we as a state, we reached a milestone of an exuberant amount of deaths here in this state. But right now we're sitting at 2,485 deaths here in the state. And oddly enough, Craig, sadly enough, for a better term, yesterday it was 2,475. So the marker added 10 unfortunate individuals. Wow. To that count. Please be mindful of your driving behaviors and distractions. And, you know, try to start your day off with a smile. I tell you what, Craig, you know, you've known me for years. I'm always happy. Even when life comes around and we all go through whatever we go through,
mm-hmm.
I always at least psych myself to be happy. I fake it till I make it.
There you go.
And you would be surprised how your attitude would change your driving behavior. This is true.
Mm-hmm.
Your attitude would change your driving behavior. So one of the things that I want people to think about is your attitude is a distraction that could constitute as a distraction, the distracted driving attribute. And I bring that up simply because, you know, the National Safety Council, where we get a lot of our guidance from when it comes to seatbelt education and anything from DWI education, National Safety Council has extended distracted driving awareness month all the way to October, because they want to get the word out to folks, especially during this pandemic time. We know that a lot of folks are going through some things. And I'll tell you, on a typical day, here within in this great country that we live in, there's 700 people or more are involved in some type of incident where it's a distracted driving subject. So I'll tell you this. I pulled some numbers, and I get asked this a lot. I pulled some numbers, and I went back to 2018, and I stopped at 19 because 20 is going to be a surprise to you when I get the whole entire year. But last year, for 2019, and these are just crashes that we investigated, Craig, where the subject was distracted driving. Mm-hmm. So I narrowed it down to crashes involving individuals that were under the subject of distracted driving. And believe it or not, here in this state, and I'll give you the total number, here in this state, we're looking at 101,000 plus crashes involving individuals that were distracted.
Wow.
Right? So then I broke it down. I said, well, let me see how many of those crashes involved a cell phone. Because am I right or wrong, Craig? Most of the time we think about distracted, we think about a cell phone. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, yeah. You see it all the time. You see it with people driving down the street and their phones, you know, right there in front of them, or they're looking down. And
Correct. I'm with you. So out of that 101,000 plus, that plus is 711, only 3,000 of that was cell phone usage related. Let me back up. Out of the 101,000 plus, and that plus is 711, only 3,000 was cell phone use related.
Is that really?
Now, Craig, I'm getting this information from our statisticians, the Highway Safety Operations Center, to which we oversee, and these people are astronomical. I mean, they have this stuff down to the T.
Okay.
Think about that, Craig. Now, the other 97,000 is something else.
That's surprising. That never surprises me.
Now, Craig, this is statewide. Mm-hmm. Now, our troopers, I'll just talk about our troopers. We worked over 6,000 crashes involving a distracted driving situation. And out of that 6,000, 800 was from cell phone usage. The other 5,000 plus is something else. Craig, I want you to think about that. So we always constitute distracted driving to a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Yeah.
We do. But there are several distractions when it comes to operating a motor vehicle. Several. And we break it down into several different ways: manual, cognitive, and visual. Manual, cognitive, and visual. So you combing that beautiful beard, and it looks good, Craig. That could be a distraction.
Okay.
Eating, which I do sometimes a lot because we're on a go, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go to a drive-thru. I'll go to Subway. I'm serious.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm eating as I'm getting ready to go to the next presentation.
Mm-hmm.
But we never think about our attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
Mama's getting on your nerves. Maybe your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Kids running your racket. Whatever the case, you had a bad night last night.
Mm-hmm.
Now you wake up, you're getting ready to head into work. You're bringing an attitude to work. It's on the roadway. All of that plays a part. So for the individual that asked me that question here in this city, I met the gentleman at a gas station. There it is. I'm telling you, distracted driving is more than just texting and driving. And I'm so happy that our Highway Safety Operations Center broke these numbers down for me by request, because the email that I replied to her when she sent this to me, I said, these numbers are going to save some lives and hopefully open some eyes to the incident or to the subject at hand. So please be mindful of your distractions. That's extremely, extremely, extremely important. So last time that we left each other, I left a hanging carrot, and I talked about actual vehicle insurance, which we identify as financial responsibility. So if you're stopped by a trooper, a police officer, a deputy, they'll make their approach to the vehicle. For example, good morning. My name is Sergeant Woodard with the Highway Patrol. The reason for your stop is, I'll throw one out that you get all the time, Craig, your speed, mm-hmm. right? Do you have your driver's license?
You're looking at me for like that.
Do you have your driver's license and proof of insurance, a financial responsibility?
Mm-hmm.
Craig, you'll be surprised how many folks don't have insurance on their vehicle.
Wow.
Number one, get into a wreck with someone, some type of crash with someone, and you find out that they don't have insurance. Talk about a lump in your throat
mm-hmm.
to where you're on your own.
Yeah.
So we have uninsured motorists, and that's an option if you want to get that. But there's a lot of folks that don't have insurance for whatever reason. Insurance is high. Let's just be honest. Some of it's high. But as we always say, that vehicle insurance, that simple liability insurance, that's something that you're paying for that you hope you'll never have to use.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you hope you never have to use. So back in 1995, we implemented an act. And that particular act is the Texas Motor Vehicle Safety Responsibility Act. The Texas Motor Vehicle Safety Responsibility Act. And that act was enacted to ensure that drivers of all kinds on the roadway, that they have the proper financial responsibility for death, injury, and property damage. Because we always think of insurance as, okay, if someone's hurt, maybe this insurance will pick up the bill, et cetera. But property damage, including your vehicle and maybe Papa John's fence line. So in 2011, January 1st, to be exact, the minimum amount of liability insurance, it's as follows. Simple. $30,000 against injuries and or death of one person. $60,000 against injuries or death of two or more individuals. And the minimum amount of liability insurance, $25,000 against property damage. We want to ensure that everyone is complying with the state law by having proper insurance on your vehicle, because I can get into the fines on, you know, if you're stopped, first conviction, you know, the fine is up to $175 all the way to $350. But, you know, let's forget about the monetary fine. It's all about taking responsibility. If you're at fault of a crash, you want to take care of your responsibility in the other party. Just as simple as that.
Yeah.
But there are some instances where individuals, we give them those tickets or they get cited and they still don't comply with the order of getting vehicle insurance. And on the second conviction, Craig, I'll tell you, you know, the state of Texas will go into a driver's license suspension attribute, and you don't want your driver's license suspended on top of a fine anywhere from $350 to $1,000.
Wow.
So please, please, please ensure that you have vehicle and actual liability insurance, whatever coverage that may be. There's several different ways you can prove financial responsibility, anywhere from just a regular insurance card all the way down to a surety bond that's issued by DPS showing that the vehicle has a bond on file with us. You can also get a certificate or deposit with the county judge, whatever the case. All of that is outlined for you. So please take that responsibility and ensure that your vehicle is well, well insured.
There you go. I'm gonna take a break here real fast, let you get a little freshen up on your coffee and everything else, and come back here in a minute. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
There you go. We'll come back. Safety Talk here. Questions for Sergeant Woodard today. He's in studio, 979-836-9937, 836-9937. Back. More Safety Talk after this on KWHI.
Go to Parts and More, man. They've got a lot of parts there. For things you need to repair, they've got the parts you need there. Any part and any brand, it's all at Parts and More. Parts. parts for mowers, blowers, trimmers, edgers, washers, dryers, ovens, heaters, backs for any vacuum cleaners, even backs for trash compactors, plus a lot of belts and blades down at Parts and More. Parts and More, 1407 South Dan Brenham, 979-337-9229.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Jerry and Doris Coring of Coring Monument Company, 703 West Mansfield in Brenham, invite you to the Washington County Fair. Since 1950, the people of Washington and surrounding counties have relied on the quality craftsmanship and beauty of monuments and cemetery services from Coring Monument Company. The only name you need to know, Coring Monument Company is locally owned and operated at 703 West Mansfield, where they care about quality service and, more importantly, people. Jerry and Doris Coring wishes good luck to all fair participants.
Schulte Farm Services has served the agricultural community since 1992. They're here to help you maintain, improve, and manage your rangeland, pasture, and cattle herd. Schulte Farm Services has everything you need for your farm or ranch. Schulte Farm Services, 2.5 miles north of Independence on FM 50. Call 979-830-1885 for more information. The Schulte family and Schulte Farm Services congratulates participants at the Washington County Fair for all their hard work and accomplishments and wish them a successful future.
Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, there's only one place to go for metal and metal building components. That's DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. The folks at DDM know their business is not just about new and used pipe and angle iron, flat plate and metal building components, metal roofs and welding supplies. It's about customer service, answering your questions, and finding the quality parts and materials you need at a fair price. Start your metal project with a trip to DDM Pipe and Steel or visit their online catalog at ddmpipeandsteel.com.
If you dream of beautiful wood floors, call Naylor's Wood Floors at 3962 Highway 36 North, inside Granny's Antiques. Do you have wood floors but they're dull and scratched? Naylor's can sand and refinish your old floors with their new dustless system, and they'll look new again. Just visit Naylor's Wood Floors on Highway 36 North to make your dream of beautiful wood floors come true. Naylor's Wood Floors, bonded and insured, and an award-winning member of the National Wood Flooring Association and Better Business Bureau.
So, Pops, how you holding up?
Since the little guy came a week ahead of schedule, I didn't get the crib finished.
I'll help you with that.
At least I don't have to worry about one thing. Just like you said it would, Woodman Life Family Term Life Insurance covers little Brian.
Congratulations to all of the fair exhibitors from your Woodman Life agents, Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, Ashley Holder, and Kelsey Lozano.
Family Term Life Insurance Form 8063. Certain eligibility requirements and age restrictions apply. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Hear the Washington County Fair's Junior Livestock Auction live on Friday, September 18th on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Beginning at 1:45 Friday, tune in for our live broadcast of the auction brought to you in part by Cattleman Supply, Bank of Brenham, Triple S Welding, Naylor Floors, WC Tractor, Dan's Meat Market, Bilski Water Wells, K&H Portable Toilets, and Parts and More. Hear the Junior Livestock Auction Friday afternoon and evening on KWHI.
Welcome back once again. Safety Talk here on KWHI AM 1280 from 101.7 here on this Thursday. Once again, Sergeant Stephen Woodard, he is here today in studio. If we have questions for him, being safe on the roadways, give him a call, 979-836-9937, 836-9937 today as we continue with Safety Talk on this Thursday morning. As always, we do appreciate you taking time out of your schedule and coming and visit with us each and every other week, I guess.
Thank you, my friend, and I appreciate you sharing the mic with us and just letting us tell our little story. We reached a milestone yesterday, okay. The DPS.
All right, then.
And this is something that we can celebrate. So on this program, for years, we've talked about our children, how precious they are to us, whether that's a trooper going and visiting a school, and hanging out with our kiddos, or whether we're talking to parents about properly installing a child safety seat, or boiling down to a program that we started up under the leadership of now Major Derek Prestridge, the interdiction of the protection of children. We've talked about that, how, for an example, you'll have a trooper on the road stopping a vehicle for whatever the violation may be. The trooper has a conversation with the driver, just a normal conversation as far as the reason for the stop, etc. The next thing you know, at the end of the traffic stop, the trooper's recovering a child that's missing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
We got somebody?
But yeah. We got a phone call here today. Let's try this one. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today. Have a question?
Yes. For the officer, I was wondering, he was saying that you'd be surprised about how many people don't have insurance.
Yeah, I bet you're not surprised.
How do they get their vehicle registered for the year? Every time I go, I have to show insurance, proof of insurance, before I can get my license.
You're right about it. Vehicle. You're right about it. I tell you, you need to come over here and put this cowboy hat on and get in front of the mic, because you're right. But me and Craig, we were talking, having a small conversation off mic, that some people, what they'll do is they'll get an insurance policy, and they may keep that policy for a month. They'll get it for the year. And they may keep it for a month, theoretically, and they'll cancel it. But what do they still have in hand? So there are provisions to check to make sure everybody's in compliance. But you have some folks that are driving around with no insurance, nor do they have the proper registration. So it's an ongoing battle that we deal with when it comes to checks and balances, not only at the registration office, but on the enforcement side. But you're right, my friend. So if everybody... you know, we were talking, I had an opportunity to sit with this county sheriff and, believe it or not, the chief of police of Brenham. And Jimmy also blessed us with his presence. We were sitting having lunch, and, you know, we were talking about how if everybody just does their part, you know, it'll just make everything a little bit easier. So I'm with you, my friend, but a lot, you know how it is. A lot of people will try to get around the system, and then next thing you know, they get into a crash, and now you're in a bind because you're stuck with the bill.
Yeah.
That's why the monetary fine is set the way that it is, and that's why we're strenuous on it. We're asking an individual for their financial responsibility or insurance for a reason, to ensure that they're in compliance with the state law while driving on the roadway. But you hit it right on the head.
All right. Thank you very much.
We appreciate it, my friend.
Thanks for the phone call there today. All right. 979-836-9937. Again, the number in studio today. Get your questions answered.
So we hit that milestone, Craig, and this is awesome. So this week it gives me chill bumps. They're forming on my arm here. Our 500th child, just doing a regular traffic stop, 500, rescued through this specialized program, which began in 2009. Mm-hmm. And again, the training that these troopers received, the training, it's simple. Interdiction for the Protection of Children, IPC program.
Mm-hmm.
And but what a wonderful job these individuals, these troopers are doing out there to ensure that our kiddos are safe and they're getting back to their homes. It takes me back to the time that I was on the highway full time of, I wonder if I missed anything. Did I let something go? But these troopers, they're trained in a 2-day course, 16 hours total, plus to look at the traffic stop as a whole and determine, based on the circumstances that's presented to them, whether or not this child is where they belong. That's actually amazing to me. So that particular program, IPC, it's on its 10th year anniversary in 2009, so to speak. So we congratulate those troopers that get those kids back into their rifle homes. This particular program through DPS, we train well over 10,000 individuals. Wow. Across the nation, mm-hmm. across the nation, to be able to interdict, question, and ensure that this child is where they need to be. And it's based on the look, the totality of circumstances, and it's not as easy as you think, because it's kind of, that's a stressful feeling to actually question someone, is this your child?
Yeah.
But that's where the training comes in. It's mm-hmm. a specific and certain way that you do that. There's signs that we look at, and man, 500. So that's a milestone to celebrate.
Yeah.
Their message
home, yeah, is always good.
Yeah, yeah. Their message is simple. Stop waiting for children to ask for your help. That's it.
Yeah.
Their message is simple. Stop waiting for children to ask for your help. So congratulations on that milestone. Craig, are you up to date on your driver's license? You good to go?
Yeah.
Do I need to pull any strings? Are you good?
No, I'm good. I think I got a couple more years. I got one of those long extensions last time.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I've got the gold star. I got everything.
Oh, you're in.
I'm good to go.
Well, Craig, a lot of folks are not like you.
Yeah.
Well, they're still, and in a lot of ways than one,
mm-hmm.
but they're still in a bind when it comes to renewing their driver's license. As we said here before, nearly 700,000 plus individuals here in this state that hold a Texas driver's license identification card, they're still waiting because of the pandemic provision. So
I know my wife's one of them. You know, she's been waiting for it.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Well, I think we have a solution for
her. Okay.
So we know a lot of folks work Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
A hard, honest day's work. I mean, it does you good, but it wears you out. Some of the hours that are set don't meet some of our Texans to go to a driver's license office or whatever. So the state has took it upon themselves to open some locations on Saturday.
Okay. Oh, okay.
On Saturday. And this starts this weekend. And you know what? We'll throw in next weekend, too. So this Saturday and next Saturday, September the 19th, tell a friend, September the 19th and September 26th, and we'll look at, based on the customers that we receive, because we're anticipating opening up offices on other Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
But please try to take advantage of this. The offices will be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Saturday and next Saturday. Now, somebody's saying, now, wait a minute, Troop, which locations? Well, you'll be surprised. The locations are closer than you think. I hope everybody's listening to this. So, of course, our illustrious Brenham location will be open for you.
Okay. Ah.
On this Saturday and next Saturday from the times of 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you want to take a trip up to Bryan will be open, Craig. Over one of my favorite offices over in Columbus. Columbus will be open over there in Colorado County if you want to take a beautiful ride there. And what a beautiful ride it is. Up there in Conroe. And I'm just naming, it's several. Mm-hmm. But I'm naming some of the closest offices in proximity to us. Hempstead. You have some folks that travel out to Pierce, especially to our listeners over in Austin County.
Mm-hmm.
Pierce will take care of you. Rosenberg, and we're gonna talk about Rosenberg here in a minute. You want to go up to Houston, maybe towards the Spring office, and the majority of the Houston offices will be open this Saturday and next Saturday. And if you want to know a list of all of those offices that are going to be open this weekend, and there's plenty more. We're talking about all the way to Texarkana, to Texas City. There's plenty more.
Yeah.
You can go to our website, and I'll give Craig this information because this is good stuff. You can go to our website at dps.texas, completely spelled .gov, and go on to the driver's license tab, and it'll give you that information. So the Rosenberg office, and this question comes up from time to time, and it came up today. Is the Rosenberg office closed? That's the large mega center.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rosenberg office is not closed. It's open for business.
Yeah.
And they're waiting on you. Several lines waiting on you. So the only problem is this, the confusion of the old driver's license office and the new driver's license office.
Okay.
So we get a lot. And my office is out of that office, Craig.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you have no idea how many times when I'm going in and out of the office that we have people coming up and saying, hey, where do we go to get renew our license? Well, where the office used to be on Avenue Inn, that's just a highway patrol office. Out of that office, it houses your troopers. It houses your ranger. It houses our undercover folks and a lot of our compliance folks. But the actual driver's license office is right up the road, right there at 36, where the old Kmart used to be. And every time I say the old Kmart, folks are like, oh, okay, I remember that.
Okay.
And, man, they're ready to serve. Craig, I sat out there Friday, and I had a hot car display model, not actual hot car, but, you know, vehicle temperature car display.
Yeah.
Out there Friday, and I was just observing the traffic. One gentleman, he went in with his appointment. As I was setting up the machine. It takes about 10, almost 15 minutes to set this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Once I was done and getting ready to go on to my next adventure, he was leaving. He was done. So
that's a quick trip to do. Yeah.
These mega centers, they help. If you arrive on time, at the prescribed time, and of course, we always tell folks to arrive early, up to 30 minutes prior to your appointment. That way we can explain to you, you know, we'll do the whole safety provisions that are in place. You go in and you'll come out. So please remember that. Go to dps.texas.gov. Go put up the driver's license tab, and it'll have all the lists, all of the driver's license offices that will be open this Saturday and next Saturday between the times of 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And again, the department, DPS, we anticipate adding more Saturdays to our appointment list in the upcoming months. But if you need to take advantage of this, please, please take advantage of it, because we're here for you.
There you go. All right, I got to take another break here. We'll kind of do that. We'll come back, kind of get a few more minutes here, and we'll be back. More safety talk after this on KWHI AM 1280 from 101.7.
Find new roads in a Chevrolet at Tegeler Chevrolet now in Sealy, where you can see the great deals on some impressive trucks. Plus, check out their rebates on select models. Don't wait. Visit Tegeler Chevrolet now. Tegeler Chevrolet, 15 minutes west of Katy, where you'll always find a great deal on a new vehicle and great service after the sale. New inventory arriving daily. Visit anytime at TeglerChevrolet.com. That's T-E-G-E-L-E-R Chevrolet. 4062 Northeast I-10 Frontage Road in Sealy. Phone 979-987-7900.
Hey y'all, it's Cindy from Somerville Farm and Ranch, and now is the time to start thinking about winter forages, pasture needs, and preparing your livestock for the winter. Somerville Farm and Ranch has great prices on fall oats and ryegrass, and we currently have both in stock. Somerville Farm and Ranch also has several choices of protein for all your livestock, including protein and mineral tubs, loose mineral, and AccuRation liquid feed. Let Somerville Farm and Ranch get you and your livestock ready for the upcoming season. And from all of us over here at Somerville Farm and Ranch, we would like to congratulate all youth exhibitors in this year's Washington County Fair.
Texas is known for its hot summers, but your home doesn't have to be. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, are here to make the Texas heat a little more bearable. They specialize in the sales, installation, and servicing of AC units. Looking to save a little dough? They can fix you up with an Energy Star rated AC system today. Visit Modern Air Solutions on Facebook or give them a call at 451-5004. Honest work with a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA74166E.
Are your tires wearing out sooner than they should? Maybe you need a wheel alignment. For the best auto shop in Brenham, go to BK Auto Repair on Highway 105 in Brenham. They're up on the latest innovations, like the Hunter Hawkeye Elite Machine that links up to your vehicle's onboard computer system for precision alignment. Plus, BK Auto Repair offers all types of maintenance, major and minor repairs, and major brand tires. BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105 in Brenham, with over 40 years of experience. Congratulations to all the WCF participants.
Hi guys, it's Desiree over at Round Top Farm and Ranch Supply. Everyone at Round Top Farm and Ranch Supply would like to congratulate all the fair contestants. Fall is almost here. Thinking about your winter pastures? We have great prices on a variety of ryegrass seed, bagged and bulk oats, and fertilizer. For your cattle needs, we have Purina Wind and Rain mineral bags and tubs, Accurash and liquid feed, positive feed tubs, and many other choices of feed. Have other animals or livestock? We have a great selection of feeds, animal health, and ranching supplies. Come in and see us at Round Top Farm and Ranch Supply, and be sure to check us out on Facebook and Instagram.
At ASCO, we're on it with the newest members of the Case IH Farm All family, available in three new models ranging from 97 to 120 engine horsepower. Heavier weight, higher horsepower, better value. You get it all with Case IH Farm All Utility 95A, 105A, and a 115A series tractors. To learn more, stop by your local ASCO locations in Brenham or Bryan. Whatever it is, at ASCO, we're on it.
Ready for your happy place? We'll be here when you're ready. Visit MoodyGardens.org for attractions tickets, hotel, and golf packages.
Enjoy the rainforest and aquarium pyramids, MG 3D theater and 4D theaters, as well as Colonel Paddle Boat, Reef Rescue virtual reality experience, and the new Dinos Alive exhibit, all at Moody Gardens in Galveston. Tickets, hotel packages, and golfing information available at MoodyGardens.org.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, September 22nd, Craig will be speaking with Carl Prohoda about the annual Brenham Ducks Unlimited Banquet. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Welcome back. Safe to Talk here on KWHI, AM 1285, 101.7 here on this Thursday morning with Sergeant Stephen Wood here in studio today. And we got a little bit of time. We got a couple of minutes left before we're going to wrap up the show today. So I guess we want to start getting some kind of final thoughts.
Boy, time flies. You know, folks ask, I was asked this, and I'm not going to put this individual's name out, but he said, man, what doing the breaks? Because obviously he's looking at it on some whatever, some deal. He's like, what are y'all talking about? And generally, me and Craig are talking about hunting. We talk about our families a lot.
Yeah.
We always say, man, what them kids doing and all that stuff. So, I just enjoy being here with you, Craig, cause it, I don't know. You're a good guy, man.
I appreciate that thing. I like having you in too.
Yeah.
It's always fun time. Always informative when you guys come in and, you know, it's like you guys coming in and
it's good stuff
doing your thing.
So, I just want to reiterate, and we've said this for years, the individual driving the truck, tractor, trailer, the 18 wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for those guys. If it wasn't for the truck driver, what would we be? They're getting those goods in.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting them out. Last week we did, our annual international road check, and this was nationwide to ensure, that all of our truck drivers were in compliance. And again, this was a national effort with federal regulations to increase safety on the highway pertaining to them. And our colonel, director, Steve McCross, said it best. He said these enforcement incentives, like the road check, they're essential. They're essential to highway safety for all travelers on the road. So we were out doing the 72-hour check, and we were inspecting trucks and making sure that they were using their seat belts, checking inspection reports, making sure those guys weren't fatigued. Can you imagine something going 26,001 pounds plus going down the road and the driver's sleepy?
Mm.
So we were doing that last week, and it was a successful program, a lot of compliance, and We got to meet a lot of people across the state. So, again, you know, we always get that, you know, the troopers or police officer against truck drivers. We're not. We're not. We work together, and we make sure that everybody's in compliance because, man, I've never been to a big truck crash, and it hasn't been bad. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, generally when there's a crash involving a truck tractor trailer and a regular passenger vehicle, it's normal to the passenger vehicle cutting in front. Those guys can't stop like you think they can. That's why we inspect the brakes and all that good stuff. So that annual commercial vehicle inspection push, the 72-hour check, just to let the public know that we're ensuring that everybody is in compliance, not only the passenger vehicle, but the big trucks. Look, Craig, if anybody needs me, they can call you or email you. Drive safe, folks. Take care of each other and yourself.